Hello, everybody.
Hi there.
Welcome to Cracker Classics. Weekly, surprisingly vibratory podcast in which these two white guys watch old movies and think about
things
and stuff and weep.
No horses,
state of
though.
Humanity.
I don't think there's any horses this week.
No?
I don't know. You've seen this. I haven't.
I told you what I remember. Pushing through a grate in a diner. Like, we're watching The Blob, by the way.
The Blob.
I have not seen this since my age was in single digits as a Sunday matinee movie.
This is apparently Steve McQueen's first leading role.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't even remember it was Steve McQueen,
I didn't think there was going to be anyone in here that we knew. And then I'm pulling up info. I'm like, hey, Steve McQueen.
Oh,
that's probably it.
Probably. I mean, it's classic B-horror.
Yeah, I don't recognize any other name here.
Radiation monsters wreaking havoc.
It is not radiation. It's an actual alien.
Oh.
An amoeboidal alien.
I thought it was a radioactive amoeba, but
That's still possible, but it's alien.
Okay.
I don't know the radiation levels in outer space. It's entirely possible.
That's fair.
But it crash lands on a meteorite and then begins to seep.
Well, depending on where the meteorite lands, it could very easily eat a horse.
Pennsylvania.
Oh, it almost certainly eats a horse then. There's lots of horses in Pennsylvania.
No, those poor Amish.
Yeah.
It does depend where in Pennsylvania.
Oh, that's true.
Are we in Pennsylvania or...
the middle of Philadelphia.
It says small communities, so I imagine white picket fence-y,
yeah.
1950s Pennsylvania.
Like I said, there's a diner.
Mm-hmm. But it's the classic tale of the kids know what's going on, and they're trying to find the adults to get the adults to do something about it, and the adults are not adulting enough
Hooray,
to do anything about it.
Adults.
Oh, it's just your imagination. It's that LSD you kids are so into these days. Sorry, this is a little early for that.
It is. I mean, the LSD was happening, but it wasn't in the zeitgeist.
It was still confined to labs and prisons in experimental forms.
Well, but it was definitely there. I mean, Ken Kesey had already flipped his lid repeatedly at this point.
Again, as part of a study.
Well, yeah. I think he started in 52, right?
Somewhere in there.
Yeah, anyway.
He was an orderly at a mental hospital. And that's enough to make you go, can I see better shit? Let me have what you're giving these guys. So we're going to have classic B-horror, right?
Oh, most likely.
I mean, I've never been all that greatly impressed by, the horror of the 50s. Some of it can look cool, but the stories...
Yeah. That's,
what the fuck?
That's really it. Classic horror is enjoyable for the camp factor, not for the scare factor.
Mm-hmm. It is fascinating to see what scared people in the 50s, beyond just, commies.
How many of these things are friggin' metaphors for commies?
Though? All of it!
Like, this is the unthinking blob that just moves over and consumes, like communism.
Seeping in.
Like, it's all communism.
Body
it's
snatchers was all about, the bait
replacing
and switch replace. Yeah.
Odd people.
That's what communism does to you. It's turn you into a schlub, a husk of what you once was. Because you have no freedom. Because you're being controlled by the mothership.
Yep.
I mean Mother Russia. So if this is a metaphor for communism and the kids know what's up, does that mean the adults have been swallowed up by communism?
No, it means the adults are oblivious to the threat of communism.
Oh, and the kids are trying to be like, look, it's communism. Stop it, Dad.
I don't know.
But wouldn't that go against the narrative of they're indoctrinating our kids? We must repatriotize our children before the Reds get to them.
Yeah. Maybe it's the fear of a complacent populace.
Ah, as the adults are complacent in here?
Yeah.
Gotcha. Well, we should go find out.
Yes.
We will be back for our intermission impressions and some sliminess.
And more communism!
Yay! It is a red slime.
Yes, of course.
Naturally.
That's why it's red slime.
In a black and white movie.
Yes. It's important that we make sure everyone knows it's red. Apparently it's in color.
Deluxe color.
I could have sworn it was black and white.
I could have assumed it was black and white. And I did.
Yeah.
This has a strange proto-beach party movie vibes to it.
Yeah.
It started out very bouncy.
That theme song is amazing.
I do like the theme song.
Oh my god, I love the theme song.
But then we quickly descend into what the fuckery.
Not the least of which is that depending on lighting, Steve McQueen looks anywhere from 16 to 45 years old.
To be fair, though, he always looked like that.
Fair, but, like, watching it change from scene to scene is a little unnerving.
Has the blob already got him? Oh, no, he's fine. Wait, the blob got him. Oh, no, it's just the lighting. The blob is very alien-esque.
Yep.
Latched on.
Yep.
Didn't seem like it was doing anything for a minute. And then it really did stuff.
Yeah, it started out looking like lube, and now it looks like animatronic Jell-O.
It's almost too thick to be Jell-O.
Yeah.
It doesn't have that jiggly sheen that Jell-O has.
That's true, and it's got that, like, almost grease-like consistency to it.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like Jell-O where if you push it through something, it would, like, start breaking apart and being weird. It would ooze properly, so.
It has this organic anatomical feel to it.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, it's a mass of something that came out of a carbon.
They did really well with it, yeah.
I was impressed, yeah.
Even if it did start off looking like lube.
Once it got a taste for human blood, then it turned red. There's things in here I'm kind of lost on. Like the whole, we go back to the doctor's office. And this old lady just shows up. Yeah. Where was she before? Did I miss that?
You missed that.
Okay.
She was talking to the doctor right before he was about to leave.
Okay. I did miss that.
Yeah.
Okay. We do have the usual posturing of 50s teenagers and adults.
Oh, God. The circumlocution of fucking 50s youth.
The sheer homoeroticism of it all.
Well, there is that too. But saying the opposite of what you mean with the implication dripping heavily in the air, just, ugh.
That's the homoeroticism at work for you.
Well.
You know what he wants to say.
Something's
but dripping. But it's the 50s, he can't say it.
Oh, God.
They did want to go to a dark movie theater late at night.
Yeah, but they wanted to.
Under the guise of, we hear there's unprotected women in the balcony.
Oh, so gross.
Yeah, nothing surprising there. I'm just glad we didn't actually go do it.
Yeah.
Well, they did, but.
Yeah.
There is a nice juxtaposition, is that the right word I want to use here? Of, you know, Steve McQueen saw the blob eat the doctor.
Yeah.
Jane was in the car with the old man's dog. She didn't see shit.
Yeah.
So now there's this.
He's the only one that saw it kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. And she wants to believe him.
Yeah, but she didn't see it.
But
so
she's honest.
Yep. These kids are really honest, mm-hmm. Which is, even when talking to cops.
Which honestly was a 50s thing.
Well, yeah.
Those are good kids. Let's ignore the fact that the adults never saw them as good kids and still just assumed that they were bad kids. Because, you know, we raised them and we know how we raise our kids. We raised them bad, so obviously.
Well, we also know how we were as kids, so. But we can't let our kids know that we were like that as kids because then they'll think it's okay to be like that.
But we weren't actually like that. We were good kids. We never sat in a parked car with a boy.
No, we just fucked in the back seat. I mean,
No, that never happened. We were good. We saved it. Yeah. You should too.
Yep.
You bad kids. It's just that hypocritical misdirection-y.
Yep.
Which of the 12 opposing statements am I supposed to believe that are coming out of your mouth?
Yeah.
I'm trying to honestly tell you what has happened, and I know it's the words coming out of my mouth are kind of crazy.
Yep.
But it's what happened. Sorry. There's at least one sort of sensible cop.
Thankfully.
He doesn't... I don't think he believes them.
No.
But he's also like, well, we don't know anything. Go home.
Yeah. I don't think these kids are up to no good or anything. They might be, but we don't know, and we won't know until we investigate a few things, and can't really do that till morning, so...
Of course, while we investigate, more people will disappear.
Yep.
Hopefully that gym cop.
And
is
it's
one
all
of them.
People that are going away for the weekend.
Yeah. The doctor and that mechanic.
Yep. The blob is very good at picking his targets.
And no one
knew. He starts off with the old man that no one knows.
And no one knows this old guy.
Yep.
I thought this was small town 1950s Pennsylvania and everybody knew everybody because it's a nice town.
Even if it's just that creepy old guy that lives in the woods, they fucking know him.
Yeah.
Like, they might not talk to him, but they know him.
But he's harmless.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's weird things here. Conveniences, I guess. I don't know.
Either that or the blob really is super intelligent and is carefully selecting the proper victims. And
I doubt that. You're not you when you're hungry. So I doubt that he's being that selective. What about the nurse? Where was she going for the weekend? No one's asked about her yet.
Well, they don't know she was there.
Fair.
No one.
But we also haven't heard anyone go, where's my wife? Where's my daughter? Where's mommy?
Well, maybe she was a single woman living alone. We don't know anything about her personal life.
How convenient.
But can we talk about the, like, sheer white maleness of, nurse, throw acid on it. No, shit, that didn't work. I'm out of ideas. Grab the gun.
Yeah. There was that. We took a scientific approach of let's use some acid.
Yeah.
Whatever kind of acid it was. I wasn't familiar with it.
Some strong acid, whatever. Yeah.
In theory, the strongest stuff he's got.
Meant to sound good. Yeah.
And all that did was sort of...
Make it yellow for a half second.
Yeah.
And then disappear.
Yeah, and then he went, fine, I'm getting the gun.
Guns it is.
I guess there's a logic to that.
No, logic would be acid doesn't work, try a base.
That's fair.
That's logic. I mean, I'm sure there's ammonia around there somewhere or something. Bleach.
Lye.
Oh, yeah, it's the 50s. Lye is everywhere.
Soap, yeah.
Absolutely.
Maybe it doesn't respond well to lead, like most carbon-based life forms. Not that we knew that at the time, but...
Well, high-velocity lead is...
Yeah, we knew that, at least.
Did we try high-velocity lead, or was it just the shotgun? I can't remember if there was a pistol involved. Like, I want to think there was a pistol involved, but...
I think he was just loading the shotgun, and then...
Okay. So it was just the shotgun. So it was just buckshot. We didn't hit it with lead. But the buckshot really did nothing, because... Gelatinous.
Mm-hmm. Shots were fired, but I see no evidence of a bullet.
Yep.
And the time it took to load that shotgun ate the nurse.
Yep.
And she did something that I forgot used to be a thing. She shorted out a circuit simply by knocking over a lamp.
Oh, yeah.
At first I'm like, wait a minute, wait, what? But that's how electrical wiring used to be done.
Yep.
That kind of circuit. One light goes out, they all go out. I forget the name for it.
Yeah.
But we don't wire our circuits the same way anymore.
Nope, for that very reason.
Mm-hmm. But back then, yeah, totally. You could knock out a whole section of the house. Conveniently, again.
Yep.
Like most B-horror movies, there's a lot of convenience. I am intrigued as to how quickly we got into the, quote, action here.
Yeah.
Normally there's a lot more setup, and you paint the picture of the nice 50s town that's all perfect white picket fencey. And then the incursion of arrives.
The evil influence rears its ugly head and begins then we get worming its way into the town. Yeah, yeah.
But no, we were just necking in the car and we saw a flash of light. And let's go check it out.
And the old man found out the lube is stored in the balls.
A ball. One perfectly shaped, dimpled ball that fell from the sky.
Yep. That survived the impact, created this big hole, and then cracked when he poked it with a stick.
That's true. And the kids find it. Oh, it's still hot. This is all that's left of it?
It must have been as big as a moon. There's no friction in space. And if it was as big as a moon when it hit the atmosphere, it is not going to be that small when it makes problems. Impact.
Oh. But still, to assume it was perfectly shaped ball.
Yeah, it's a very B-horror. But so far, one of the better ones, I think.
Honestly, yeah, it's building tension.
It's not super cheesy.
It's kind of cheesy.
It's convenient. It's not cheesy.
That's fair.
There's a difference.
Yeah. Aside from the weird-ass little brother.
That's another... Like, what is with these people being, like, multiple ages in one human being? Like... The kid looks like he's, like, 6 or 8 years old, but he's talking like he's 3 or 4.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah.
In his onesie.
Yep.
With the teddy bear. But still acting like the tough man.
Yep.
I need to guard you, big sister. Can I come with you?
Yep. Such a disturbing facsimile of humanity going on in this movie.
Well, it is the 50s.
Yes,
late 50s, too.
Oh, lordy.
We didn't know what we were doing.
Still don't, but...
I am at least intrigued as to how we stop this blob. Because I really have no idea what pseudoscience...
It'll be like the Star Trek thing, you know? It'll be this cockamamie, super scientific-sounding thing, and then get explained with a very simple analogy. By putting too much air in a balloon.
Exactly.
Well, that just left an image in my brain. Mm-hmm. Let me wash it out with some classic horror. We'll be back with Curtain Call and
drippy, the gelatinous conclusion.
Drippy redness.
It's not oozy, dripping.
Oozy, slimy redness.
It's very...
It is very dry wet.
Yes.
Yes.
Congealed professionally.
We'll be back.
Cordon bleu seal of approval. Maybe they eat it like a lodge.
We're in trouble in like 20 years.
We're probably already in trouble.
Well,
let's be fair.
Yeah, but...
We've got the thing at the Antarctic, and we've got the blob in the Arctic.
As soon as we lose the ice and the poles, we're all doomed. Doomed! Oh, shit.
I love how we never actually refer to it as the blob.
No.
It's just this thing. It's a monster. It's... This is a strangely underdeveloped story. It just seems really quick and dirty.
Well.
And especially how the ending comes.
It was kind of, I mean, it worked for that.
It kind of did.
They froze it solid and flew to the Arctic, and it's fine, sure.
It did not freeze itself.
No.
We were able to...
I said they froze it solid.
Oh, I thought you said it froze itself.
No, no. We froze it solid and then flew it to the Arctic.
Exactly.
Where it'll never thaw until the ice caps melt. Yeah. Which, depending on where they drop it, it might be thawing as we speak.
Dun, dun, dun.
You know, that's...
But they mentioned that. It's just, we just have to keep the Arctic cold. The end? Question mark.
They did predict global warming.
Well, we knew about it. At least the oil companies did at this time.
I was gonna say, we didn't. The oil companies did, but we didn't.
Some people did.
I wasn't alive yet.
So. Exactly. It's not my fault. I wasn't in that theater.
There were a surprising number of people in that theater.
Shit, 80 cents to see a movie with Bela Lugosi?
Yeah, but it's like a midnight showing.
Let's not discuss the flow of time in this movie.
I went to a few midnight showings in my day, man, and they were never that packed.
Fair.
Like, yeah.
Let's not discuss the flow of time in this movie.
Oh, God, though. No.
All of it takes place in one night.
Yep.
Which is valid. But people are... I mean, it is a Friday night. So we have midnight showings of movies and parties. But yeah. People also working insane hours. A doctor leaving to go on a weekend convention well after dark.
Yeah. We don't know what time of year it takes place, do we?
No.
So it could be like spring or fall. It doesn't seem cold, though, so yeah. It's not winter.
When everyone's very much dressed like a normal 50s.
Yeah.
You know.
Pennsylvania winters are...
They're a little rough.
Yeah.
I mean, there was mention of school, but we're not really sure if school was going on.
No, it's... There's a lot that's unclear in this movie. Wow. Like why only CO2 fire extinguishers are cold.
I'm sure there's a legit thing for that, but fit
probably,
the time.
But
there's a few things in this movie that someone of a certain very young age would not understand how that is possible.
Yeah.
Like the circuit being blown.
Yep.
Or pushing your car and being able to steer it without turning it on for a short distance.
Yeah.
Not to mention a movie projector.
Well.
You know. Yes, the movie, that reel ended.
Yeah.
And the guy had to put in the second reel to keep the movie going. That was a thing that they used to have to do.
So.
But he got blobbed, so. And like always, people aren't going to realize there's a threat until it has massively had already affected a lot of other people.
40 or 50 people dead.
They are running through the streets. Now you believe me.
Yep.
Which, I mean, props on the kids. They did what was in their power to try to warn people.
But this is the 50s. We don't believe kids.
Mm-hmm. This is a nice quiet town. Nothing happens.
They're just pranking
Unless
us.
Unless it's the commies.
They're just pranking us.
Because we made a nice, perfect, quiet town, and there's nothing else for these restless kids to do except prank us and make up stories with their creativity.
Need to stamp that creativity out.
I'll put a war helmet on them and send them on their way. That usually does the trick.
They're all against me because they know what I did in the war.
Ugh, that guy.
Really? Did you do war crimes, mister? You're sure talking like you did war crimes. Uh-huh. Are you haunted? Your PTSD?
Your PTSD is showing. Yeah.
Yes.
Really wanted to have something happen to him. But no one in authority, aside from the doctor, if you want to count him as an authority figure, nothing happens to those, quote, important people.
Nope.
All the firemen, cops, the principal, they're fine. I guess this town doesn't have a mayor or any sort of town president or anything.
I didn't want to get political.
I guess. Chief of police was calling the shots. Which I was okay with in this instance.
Yes.
Because he actually had a head on his shoulders.
Yeah.
He was at least willing to believe the kids. Partly because he knew the kids. And he knew that they weren't the kind of kids to do that shit.
Yep.
So when he comes to me with a crazy story, apt to believe him. Or at least meet him halfway and see what the craziness is.
Yep.
The other kids, though, two of them were definitely banging.
Oh, yeah.
My gosh.
Those two boys were clearly lovers.
They were in the wrong decade.
Poor boys.
And then we had two girlfriends who suddenly got pulled out of the movie as well and instantly were like, yes, let's go with the group and do this, despite not having been around before then.
Well.
Or being given any lines, but.
They were the unprotected women in the balcony, and now they had protectors. They had to follow their protectors.
God. suppose they needed to be protected from that one creepy old guy who was watching the movie.
Oh, God. Yeah. I would have needed to protecting against that. That was...
But no one was protected from the blob.
Except Steve McQueen.
Oh, but we had to make it seem like he wasn't.
Yep, yep.
There's always that moment of, well, we're toast.
Yeah. Oh, no, it's retreating for unknown reasons.
I must protect my business from fire.
Ignoring the large alien thing that's completely engulfed the diner, I can't let it burn.
There was some science-y confusion in there. They were going to drop a power line on it and see what would that would do. Legit thing to try.
Yeah.
They do, nothing happens to it, but it starts the diner on fire, which is currently inside the blob.
Yeah, yeah. Which was definitely weird.
Yeah.
And then when they do start cooling down the blob, it moves itself off of the diner so that it can be frozen solid in one lump, because that makes sense.
Well, it did kind of peel itself away from the diner, but still.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you'd have thought with that electrical shock, all that heat from the power line would have just made it grow even huger. Like Maybe. That evolution movie.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know?
That was a great
Let's movie. Just blow it up. That'll take care of it. Nope. It reacts well to heat.
Man, I forgot about that movie. That movie was really good.
Head and Shoulders. Did we have dandruff shampoo back in the 50s? Because we could have just thrown that on.
That's a good question. No, probably not.
Overall, though, I had fun.
Yes.
This is up there when it comes to the B-horror movies from the 50s.
Oh, this is quality.
Yeah.
For sure. Yeah.
It's definitely weird. It's not all that cringy, though.
No.
Like, there's worse ones out there.
Definitely.
You do have your normal 50s dynamics.
Yep.
You know. But at least Jane was a woman who contributed and wasn't just the screaming damsel.
And
I mean, she was sometimes, but...
She was actually somewhat paid attention to by adults.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, this is definitely one of the better 50s B-horrors for gender relations and autonomy of women. Autonomy is not the right word. Agency? Agency,
yeah, agency
of women.
Agency,
yeah. Yeah.
I'm still bothered by Steve McQueen, though.
How old was he?
There's that, and I've... This is clearly his first main acting role,
because yeah.
I did not care for his acting in this. I mean, he has this dilemma in his brain of, I know what I saw, and I'm just having kind of this cognitive dissonance of whether or not I am willing to believe what I saw.
Yeah.
And his acting in that scene as he's trying to talk it out loud was very unbelievable. Very disingenuous. It almost fit with the times because it is the 50s, you know. And if you saw something you couldn't believe, your brain would have turned to mush in the middle.
Yeah.
But that's not the only time.
No.
Like in the beginning with the cop racing the cars backwards.
Yeah, this is definitely Steve McQueen early in his career.
Mm-hmm. I know what he was trying to do by, you know, trying to fuck with the cop and play it off, but it just came off as, what are you, drunk?
Yeah.
You are not James Dean.
No.
I know you're trying to be, but you're not James Dean. Don't try it.
It really was. Oh. Thank God he got better.
Mm-hmm. He didn't have to, though. I mean, he still looked good.
Well, yeah. He and his girlfriend had a damn fine pair of kissable lips.
Yeah.
Both of them.
Even though that never happens.
Nope.
There is no anything.
Nothing untoward.
If anything, the boys were more physical with each other than any boy and girl combo in here.
Well, the boys did break up that couple that was actually kissing in the woods.
True.
And that was one of the biggest cases of let me see that dick face I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah. Like, we were looking for a monster, but we could do some cruising while we're out here.
Is that what's hiding in your pants?
Cruising for monsters.
I've heard it's been swelling. Can I see?
The more it eats, the bigger it gets. How intentional were these entendres in the 50s? It's really a legit question, because you have to wonder, like, how brain dead were people in the 50s with this stuff? Or if there really were people who were like, we can, this can get around the Hays Code,
Yeah, that's a very good question. Oh, lordy.
I'm going with the latter.
Yeah. Because
human beings have always been dirty.
Oh, God, yes.
Just sometimes had to be more creative about it.
If you don't believe us, check the margins on medieval manuscripts.
Yeah.
That's coming from monks and shit.
Copies of the Bible they don't let us see anymore.
Just because they have rabbits riding penises, like, I don't know why it's always rabbits, but...
That's what they do.
I guess. Yeah.
Be fruitful and multiply.
If you want to help us be fruitful, we have ourselves a Patreon. Patreon.com/crackerclassics.
Our coffers need to grow as well. If you feed them, they will get bigger. And consume the whole town. Do your part.
Engorge our shiny redness. Yeah.
You need to say we're in the red financially.
No, yeah, let's get out of the red. That would be nice.
Damn commies.
Or completely into the red, you know, I'd be all right with that too. But this late stage capitalism ain't working. But to help us get through to the end, Patreon.com/crackerclassics. I think I said that already.
Okay. I'm just, cool.
Yeah.
If you have a crazy story you want to tell us that no one will believe you about, email us crackerclassics@gmail.com. We may or may not believe you. Depends on your story.
We'll always at least consider a movie recommendation, though.
If you pay us.
Well, then we'll definitely consider it.
Yes.
We're more likely to consider your movie recommendation if you give us money. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Bye.